Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Presented by Super Flapper by Fluidmaster. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And this is episode 2479, perhaps our last episode of the calendar year. We are so thrilled to have spent 2024 with you guys and ready to take on 2025 in a big way. So if you've got projects you're planning for the new year, now's a great time to reach out to us. Let's talk about it. Let's help set some goals. Let's solve some issues, some questions, some DIY dilemmas to get you moving on the project that's going to help you create your best home ever. So let's get to it. First up, when you are stuck inside all winter, getting fresh air is very important, perhaps more important than ever with all those windows closed. But you don't have to open the windows and let that cold air in to get it. We're going to share ways to make sure that inside air in your home is as clean as possible.
And also ahead, are you tired of feeling, well, tired? You know, for a lot of people, the shorter, darker, colder days can bring on a case of seasonal affect disorder, and that can definitely impact your mood and your focus and your energy. We've got easy DIY pick-me-ups that will help your spirit.
And we've got three handy hacks to help you deal with snow and ice this winter, including our recipe for a homemade de-icer you can mix up whenever it's needed.
But first, what's on your to-do list? Are you thinking about a project that you want to get done in the new year? Well, whether you are dealing with a repair or you're dreaming about a renovation, consider us your coach, your helper, or your home improvement therapist for all of those things, remodeling, decor, and fix-up.
So call us right now with your questions. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or better yet, just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. You can record your question to us for the fastest possible response. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Jennifer in Missouri, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I have a rental house that is a basement home, and it has a concrete patio that is rather large, probably around 12 feet long by 8 foot wide. The house has been built several years ago, and over the course of time, the concrete patio has gotten pitted. It looks like from the use of rock salt to melt the ice and snow off of it. And I didn't know, just because of the size of the patio, I'm guessing it's going to be pretty costly to replace it. I didn't know if I had any other options.
Yeah, you do. And this is a perfect scenario for this. Quikrete makes a product called Concrete Resurfacer, and it's specifically designed for scenarios like this. You can apply this resurfacer to the entire slab, and it's designed to stick to it and fill in those pock marks and those little gaps, and it will give it a whole new look. It'll look like a brand new slab, but it will resurface it completely.
Wow, that's great. What is it called?
It's made by Quikrete, and it's called a concrete resurfacer. It's basically a blend of Portland cement and sand and polymers. And the polymers and the other additives basically set it up so it can stick to the original concrete. There is a preparation. You have to pressure wash it first to get it nice and clean. But once you apply this, you can basically squeegee it or trowel it on, and you can use a brush finish so it gets that nice sort of slip-resistant finish when you're all done.
That's great news. I didn't realize there was anything like that. So thank you.
Specifically designed for this project. All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Jesse in Michigan, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
So I have a question about the laundry pump setup that's in my basement right now. The current setup has our washing machine draining into a laundry tub, and the laundry tub drains into a sump pump that sits inside a bucket that sits just on top of the basement floor. And the sump pump pumps it up into the main drain line and extends out of the house. I've got my eyes on a new gray water pump that I'd like to replace the sump pump with. And the gray water pump has a vent location that says it has to be connected to a vent system for the pump to operate correctly. And so I'm wondering if that vent system, like, do I have to somehow connect that to the main vent stack in the house, or can I just hook up some sort of new vent system in the basement? I'm a little unclear on what to do with that aspect of it.
Okay, so first of all, the entire assembly that you just described to us is not done correctly. You know, you're not supposed to be draining laundries into sumps in any way, shape, or form. Your idea of putting in a gray water pump, however, is the right way to go. And then, of course, you would discharge the washing machine into that gray water pump. It would be float actuated, and it would lift the water up high enough to drop it into the main waste system for the house. And yes, it is supposed to be vented as well. And the vent would, in most cases, connect with the stack vent for the house, although there is a type of ball vent that could be used and not connect, where it would just let air in but not gases out. So there are two ways to do that.
Okay. The main vent stack in the house, it seems to be pretty much inaccessible. There is no opening that I seem to be able to tap into it. Can you tell me again what the other type of valve was that I can look for?
It's technically known as an air admittance valve, and basically it lets air in, but it doesn't, like, let gases out.
Okay. And so I can simply just have that exist in the basement space and not allow the pump to function properly.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Joan in Missouri, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you?
I have a small 8x10 outbuilding, and I'd like to use it for a craft shop, a craft studio, but I need to heat it to make sure the paint doesn't freeze in the winter. Also, I need it to, you know, be a functional temperature. So I'm not really sure how to go about that.
Okay, so first of all, can you get gas lines to this particular building so that you can use a gas heater?
That would be doable.
It would be doable. I mean, the other option is propane.
Propane, yeah. We're not allowed to have propane where I live in town.
Okay. So, I mean, if you can get natural gas lines run to that particular building, then what I would use is a gas furnace, and I would heat it the same way I would heat a house. Now, is it one open space?
Yeah, it's just a little tiny little building.
So if it's one open space, you can probably put a small wall heater, gas-fired wall heater in there, and insulate it as best you can, and I think that will be enough to keep it warm.
Okay. Well, I'll give it a shot. Thanks a lot.
This is the Money Pit. Happy almost New Year, everybody. You got some big plans for the weekend? What are you doing for the new year? You have anything fun and exciting happening? Well, whatever it is, we wish you all the best in this wonderful time of year. Coming up, does that stuffy, stale indoor air have you wondering how healthy every breath is? Well, we are going to share the best way that you can filter out those household contaminants like dust, allergens, and bacteria after this.
Is your roof ready for the harsh winter weather? Now is the perfect time to contact RoofMax for a free, no-obligation assessment and estimate. RoofMax, the nation's trusted leader in roof rejuvenation, offers a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. Their locally owned and operated installers provide expert, no-cost evaluations of your roof's condition. Plus, right now, RoofMax is offering a free tune-up before treatment. They'll fix nail pops, secure loose flashing, seal cracks, and repair exposed nails, a value of $859, completely free. You know, I recently had a RoofMax treatment done on my mom's house, and I saw firsthand how well it worked. In a single application, RoofMax added 5 years of life to mom's roof. RoofMax also partners with the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption to help children in foster care find forever homes. So when you restore your roof with RoofMax, you're also supporting a child in need. To find a RoofMax installer near you, visit RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. Transforming your kitchen or bath just got easier with the new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit from Deich Coatings. Luxrock Ultra is real stone. It rolls on easily over old countertops, transforming them into a new smooth-as-glass stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. Beautiful and durable, quick and easy. Kits start at just $149. Luxrock Ultra from Deich Coatings. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check.
Our top pick to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers three feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a wide variety of birds, and a large capacity, plus durable, wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use.
Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com, and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? Are you wrapping up a weekend project, or maybe you're looking ahead to the next one? Well, every Monday and Thursday, you're going to find great DIY advice and info on our podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you enjoy your pods. Francis in Michigan's on the line with a wood-burning stove question. What are you working on?
Oh, I was just contemplating installing a wood burner in a three-season room with a couple of sliding glass doors, and it would go in the corner, so one of the walls has a couple windows, you know, part way up that are like awning windows, and then on the other wall there'd be the stationary part of the sliding glass door, you know, in the corner, and I was thinking about maybe installing a wood burner in that corner. And I wondered if there's any restrictions as far as how far away from the glass you would have to put the stove.
Yeah, there's definite restrictions. Now, would that window be behind the stove or just kind of off the side of the stove?
Well, the stove would be in the corner sort of diagonally. The stove is actually not a very large wood burner. It's a Vermont casting one that I saw that you know, it's longer than it is wide, and it would sit in the corner, so the long part would come out into the room, and then it would be diagonally against the corners.
Okay, so rule of thumb that you need 3 foot of clearance between any part of that stove and the wall on both sides. You can build in a heat shield, which is sort of a shield that builds, stands away from the wall, and it creates sort of a convective loop where air moves behind it and keeps the wall cooler. Now, what I don't know is how this is going to impact your windows and your slider, because I really don't know exactly what the shape of the room is from your description. The other concern is I don't know if the slider has a vinyl frame. If it does, vinyl melts very readily when exposed to radiant heat, so you could melt some of the door of the frame. So I think you need to be really careful about the position of the stove. You need to follow the NFPA, the National Fire Protection Association, guidelines. So I would definitely get some advice from a professional on this that can actually see your physical setup and tell you how to accomplish this, because the rule of thumb is 3 feet. If you can keep 3 feet of space between the back of that stove and your slider or your window, I think you'll probably be okay, but I suspect that's going to really push it out in the room. Maybe you don't want to do that. So I think we have to figure out how we're going to meet the safety standards here without impacting the combustible parts of your house or the windows or the slider.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to just ask that question to you before I got too excited about doing the project, you know. And
you may be able to do it fine, but that's the issue. You start with 3 feet, and then you kind of work back from there depending on what kind of fire protection you can kind of build into it, Francis.
Consider the glass as the same as you would a regular wall.
Absolutely.
You know, and especially because of the vinyl frame around the window. I think ours is actually vinyl. So
yeah, you know, one burning pattern I always used to see in the years I was a home inspector was vinyl siding that was burned or melted because the gas grill was too close to it, or the charcoal grill was too close to it, and that radiant heat just reached across, you know, in some cases 5, 6, 7 feet and burned the siding, and you could see it all shrunk and melted. It has sort of a halo effect. So vinyl will melt pretty readily, and you definitely need to have the proper spacing there to make this work. Francis, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, the EPA has named indoor air pollution as one of the top 5 environmental risks to public health, and tells us that indoor air can be up to 100 times more polluted than the air outside. But if you are thinking they can't be talking about my house, well, they can, especially if you don't have the right kind of air filter. So here are some options that you could be considering.
Now, to start, understand there are 4 types of air filters. There are flat filters. They're very basic. They're made from fiberglass. They typically need changing on a monthly basis. And while these capture dust, they really don't capture the kinds of contaminants that can make you miserable, like, say, allergens. Next, we have extended media filters, which uses a particle filter and a small electrostatic charge that cleans the air and does a much better job than the plain flat filters. Then there's full-on electronic filters. These units use a very high electrical charge to capture particles like a magnet. They're extremely effective on tiny particles and perform about 30 times better than flat filters. Finally, let's talk about UV filters, ultraviolet filters. These are extremely effective at capturing particles, bacteria, and viruses, which is why these are the types of filters that most hospitals use to prevent disease.
Now, when it comes to installation, that's a job that really is best left to a pro, because they do need to be built into the existing HVAC system on that return side of the system. This way, the air is continually cleaned as it passes through the filter, and of course, everything's going to operate much more efficiently.
So definitely worth looking into having the best possible filters on your house as we move into winter. It's going to make breathing so much easier to not be dealing with all that dust and those allergens as we're stuck inside.
Marilyn in South Dakota's on the line with a cabinet question. How can we help you today?
A galley kitchen is very small. We just live in a small ranch, but we put in quartersawn custom-built cabinets with the crown molding to the ceiling, the French cabinets up to the ceiling, and or European style. And so we're going to be putting the house on the market. And my husband and I are having a little debate because I want to take them out and bring them with. They're quartersawn, solid oak. And, you know, we put them in years ago where if we had to repeat this again now, it would be like 3 times the cost. And so I want to take them out, and I'm designing a new home. So, you know, I have the galley design sort of drawn in. And so we could put them basically in the same configuration with just a little bit more room on both ends for other living space. So I just wanted to get in your opinion on that.
Sure. I mean, why not? You can basically disassemble it the same way that you assembled it. You mentioned that you have crown molding on the cabinets all the way up to the ceiling. That'd be the place to start. And I would take the doors off, take the molding apart, take the doors off next, because you don't want to have to work on those cabinets with the doors on them. So I would take the doors off at the hinges, carefully pack them and store them and label them so you know which cabinet they go to. And then just start taking the boxes apart. Start with the wall cabinets and work your way down to the base cabinets. And, you know, the difficulty of the project is going to be, you know, totally based on how they put it together the first time. But hopefully you can get everything apart pretty quickly. With just some, you know, very gentle prying off of the molding and with removing of those cabinets the same way they were stem milled, they were probably screwed into the wall, you should be good to go. I would be careful that the wall cabinets are usually also screwed together, and so you may have to pull out more fasteners than you expect, but I certainly don't see any reason you can't disassemble them, especially given the fact that they're good quality cabinets and that you feel like there's a place for them in the new home.
I've been wanting to kind of call about this, but we weren't sure until we found out for sure we are going to be moving.
All right. Well, it sounds like we've got a plan. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Carl in Idaho is on the line with a furnace question. How can we help you?
So I just bought a house in Idaho. I've been in it for 2 days now. The furnace is a gas Lennox furnace. It's like one of those high-efficiency ones where your air inlet and outlet are all PVC pipe. But the home inspector, when he inspected the house, he said, yeah, you have like a 97% efficient furnace, but you have 50% efficient air ducts. Because this house was built in 1950, I doubt they've done anything with them since. So my question is, what do I do to bring those air ducts up to an efficiency more compatible with the furnace I have?
Yeah, I mean, the solution to leaky ducts is to seal them, and it's very common that HVAC ducts, especially in an older house, are going to be very drafty and very leaky, so it was astute of your home inspector to pick that up. Now, shockingly, duct tape is not designed to do this. Duct tape is not designed for ducts because it'll dry out and fall off and not be very effective whatsoever. There is a type of tape called UL-181 tape, which is a tape that is designed for ducts, more expensive, of course, but the adhesive on it is not going to dry and crack. There is, however, another way to approach this where you seal the ducts from the inside instead of the outside, and there's benefits to that because you don't have to worry about getting to every single seam because it's going to happen by pressurization. That process is called AeroSeal, A-E-R-O-S-E-A-L, and essentially the way this works is they apply a material to the inside of the ducts that sticks to the gaps. Wherever there's leaks, it fills it in. Have you ever had a leaking radiator on your car?
Oh, yeah. I had one on my truck, yes.
And if you drop a can of stop leak in there, what happens is it finds the holes and plugs them. And this works the same way. It finds the holes in the ducts, the air leaks in the holes, and it plugs them. And it's a good quality product. You have to use their dealer. It's certainly not a DIY. There's a great video online where the guys at AeroSeal work with our friends at This Old House and did sort of a complete sealing job and then before and after testing to see how well it worked. And it was pretty effective. So I would take a look at AeroSeal as one option. And then beyond that, you could think about doing some of this duct sealing on your own. Just use the right kinds of materials. You can use that UL-181 tape. There's also a duct mastic, which is kind of like a putty or a paste that you can use to seal ducts. But, of course, that's a lot of work as well. And remember, you got to get to every single seam.
Right. And if you can't find them, you can't reach them, then you can't get to them. But if it goes on the inside, it will do it automatically. So I don't have to have my grandson crawl through the ducts.
Crawl through the ducts?
He would like to.
No.
He probably would never come out.
I'm sure he would, but I wouldn't recommend
no.
it.
All right. Well, you've been most helpful. I appreciate it. And I got a lot of little things to do in this house, but that was one of them I wanted to get knocked off. And I was hearing you a couple days ago when I was driving across country in the truck. I was hauling my stuff. And so I thought to call.
All right. And you thought, well, if you got some questions on the new house, you knew who to call. And, Carl, I'm so glad you did. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Up next, are you feeling the winter blues? When we come back, we're going to have a few small improvements to help lift your spirits, so stick around.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. That's 800-607-6864.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including vinyl records, DVDs, antique jewelry, such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories, such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Happy holidays, everybody. Hope that you are enjoying this very special time of the year. And as you think about the year ahead, if you've got a project you'd like to get done, now is a great time to reach out to us with those questions. Just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button.
Laura in Connecticut's on the line with an insulation question. How can we help you today?
I'm calling for my son. He purchased a home. Okay, he has two kitchens. okay, that he wants to insulate. They're outside, you know, outside wall kitchens. The house is over 100 years old. It's perched high. It's a coastal home, right? The washer and dryer on the first floor, and it shimmies a little bit. The walls, we took down a couple of the walls. We noticed they're similar to cabin walls. They are horizontal planks. They're spaced, okay? And they do have a couple of nail holes due to poor insulation. No, I'm sorry, poor vinyl siding. Okay, during the winter, we also noticed that the heat is very challenged. You can actually see your breath. How do we insulate these walls?
So you have a really old house, 100 years plus, and you've got some very cold walls that are cold rooms that are so cold you can see your breath. So there's a couple of things. We have to start at the beginning with this. Is this a one-story house or a two?
It's a two-story house. In fact, both kitchens are on the same side of the house and one above the other. And the kitchen on the first floor, not only does it have the washer and dryer and shimmies the floor somewhat, but it has a dirt basement.
So the kitchens are on top, stacked on top of each other. First of all, we need to, when you're trying to evaluate how much insulation the house has and trying to make it as warm as possible, the easiest and the most important place to start is the attic. And you're in Connecticut, so you need 15 to 20 inches of fiberglass insulation across the floor of that attic. And if you don't have that much, then you're wasting a lot of heat. So you've got to really insulate the attic. Now, if you've got some insulation, that's great. You could add more to that on top of it. You want to use unfaced fiberglass bats and then stack them side by side.
Okay.
Now, the other thing to look at is the type of heating system you have in this house. Is it forced air or is it hot water?
Oh, it's electric.
Oh, it's electric. Yeah, no, even more reason to make sure that place is well insulated. Did he get a home inspection done when he bought the house?
He said he did. I wasn't here. I'm here now. I'm freezing. That's why I called. You know, I wasn't in his state. I happened to come in to help him out with whatever and to find out it's really poorly insulated.
All right, look. You got a lot going on with this house. I can only sort of poke around on this from, you know, from a distance, but I would say that if you have a cold, uncomfortable house, you have insufficient insulation and probably insufficient heat. Now, the insulation is the easiest, quickest, fastest thing you can fix, and you can start in the attic. You know, insulating exterior walls is rather difficult because they're already built, although there are ways to do that. But since this is a new house for you guys, and since you say your son had a home inspection, the next call I would make would be to my home inspector, and I would ask him to revisit the house with you guys together because you're having some pretty serious problems with it, and you're hoping that maybe he can give you some advice and, you know, in a nice sort of way, why didn't this come up on the inspection as well? So I would do those two things because you need more information to determine what's going on with this, but I can tell you for certain you don't have enough insulation. Laura, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, for many people, the shorter and colder days bring on a case of the blues. That's called seasonal affect disorder, and it can definitely impact your mood and your focus and your energy. If that sounds familiar, here's one reason to smile. Many folks find that a few easy changes to your living space can spruce up your home and your spirits.
So first, let's talk about your lighting. One reason that sad impacts your mood is because of your body's response to a lack of lighting. So for ways to improve the lighting in your home, update the light bulbs and remove or reduce window treatments to allow as much sunshine as possible to get in. You can even pick up a UV light that simulates natural sunlight. That can be really helpful in brightening your mood.
Now, you also might want to consider planting an indoor garden. Colorful flowers or herbs, they really can go a long way towards improving your physical and mental health. You just want to make sure that you choose a location that gets plenty of sunlight, since most veggies need as much as 6 hours of direct sunlight each day to grow and thrive.
And a pick-me-up for your front door or your entranceway can definitely raise your spirits before you even step inside. So we're talking about polishing the hardware or swapping out a new doormat. Small changes that go a long way. New paint, or maybe even a new door altogether, can bring even more freshness to your space.
And finally, don't forget to please the most powerful of your senses, your sense of smell. Citrus scents are known to energize and rejuvenate, and jasmine and grapefruit can ease depression and sadness. You want to use oils, incense, or candles to add those beautiful fragrances to your living space.
For more great ideas to spruce up your home for winter, check out moneypit.com.
Chris in Pennsylvania, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
Well, I'm calling about a leak in a copper pipe that is coming from the boiler in the basement up and running along the ceiling of the living room wall and into the radiator, which sits in the bathroom. And right in the ceiling in the living room, it's dripping about one drop per minute, and we're emptying the bowl. And I had a fellow look at it. He said that there is a leak where the two pipes are connected, and it's called a 90.
Right. That's a 90-degree bend, okay.
Yes, which is something I did not understand. And then he said he would be back to repair it and hasn't come back yet. The boiler is also working, but, you know, we have to kind of watch the water and the pressure in it.
Do you have a hot water system or a steam system?
It's a hot water boiler.
So it probably has an automatic feed valve that puts more water in if it starts to get low. Do you know if that's the case?
No, I think we turn the valve in the basement, and it adds water.
Well, you certainly have to have it fixed, unfortunately. To do that, they're going to have to drain the boiler off to below where that leaking joint is, and then the plumber can go in and repair it and then refill the boiler. So you're definitely going to need to have your plumber or your heating contractor come out, come back and take care of that. If this guy is ignoring you now, you're going to have to call somebody else. Maybe he got busy.
All right, yes. Well, thank you very much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, have you ever noticed that when a storm hits, the store shelves are already bare of those essentials like de-icers and shovels? We're going to share three handy hacks to get you through this winter. Coming up.
You live in a money pit.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with a new super flapper from FluidMaster.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Transforming your kitchen or bath just got easier with the new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit from Deich Coatings. Luxrock Ultra is real stone. It rolls on easily over old countertops, transforming them into a new smooth-as-glass stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. Beautiful and durable, quick and easy. Kits start at just $149. Luxrock Ultra from Deich Coatings. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-586-9606. 800-586-9606. 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of the revolutionary Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit. Transform your existing surfaces with real stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and here is a new item for your to-do list. Guys, add this to your New Year's list of things. Join us every Monday and Thursday for new episodes of the Money Pit Podcast. We're available at moneypit.com/podcast, but also on your favorite pod platforms.
Well, winter storms can pop up suddenly and quickly, and when that happens, it may be hard to find what you need to stay safe and clear the mess. So we've got three hacks to help. First, one of the most difficult situations to get out of is a car stuck in the snow. You know, the tires can spin endlessly, but with no traction, you're not going anywhere fast. So here's a way to avoid that. Keep a bag of kitty litter or birdseed handy. If you spread this under the tire, it can actually help improve traction and get you out of a jam.
Now, de-icers are also a good thing to keep on hand, especially for your car's windshield. Now, you can make your own de-icer from 1 teaspoon of a grease-fighting dish detergent like Dawn, 1 teaspoon of rubbing alcohol, and 1/2 gallon of warm water. You can also mix up a bigger batch of this to use on your driveway, walkway, even your windshield to prevent those wet surfaces from freezing over. And you can use this before the storm to keep the ice from bonding to hard surfaces.
Now, if you've got a shovel that's not so great, here's a hack that can help stop the snow from sticking to it. Just spray your shovel with cooking spray or lubricant like WD-40. It is one of the 1,001 uses, by the way, for that product. That'll make the snow slide right off and actually make shoveling a little bit easier for you. So there you have it. Some quick hacks to get you through the next storm.
Jeannie in Ohio's on the line with a crud question. What is going on at your money pit?
My friend, I'm afraid that her... It seems like her apartment may be making her sick.
Well, what are you seeing?
She has central air. She has COPD 2 weeks after they change a filter, if they get around to it. They're dirty again, and she's been, like, vacuuming them off and wiping around them with bleach water and stuff like that. And she said out of the vents also there's, like, a brown something or the other that she doesn't know what it is, and I don't know. She doesn't know if it might be mold.
She has an apartment or she has a house? What kind of a place is it?
One-bedroom apartment. She lives with her son. She's in her late 50s and he's in his early 30s.
Right. And it's a forced air heating and cooling system, so it's gas-fired or what?
Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, obviously the landlord needs to address this. And what I would tell you to do first would be to have somebody look at the duct system and really look at the apartment for sources of mold. The problem is that landlords aren't motivated to find mold because that means they got to fix it up. But a good mold inspector could detect it. It's hard to figure out what's coming out of these ducts, and certainly the filter needs to be changed on a regular basis. And if you have a better quality filter, this filter comes with a wide range of qualities, but if you have a good quality filter, that's going to do a pretty good job of trapping most of this. But you shouldn't be seeing a constant source of substance coming out of those ducts unless, you know, they're dirty and need to be cleaned. So that's kind of one thing that comes to mind. You say that the house might be making her sick. Does she get better when she leaves the place, or does she just not leave it? Is she there all the time?
It seems, well, she's been in the hospital a couple times with bronchitis and other kinds of stuff that are breathing. I think I told you she has COPD.
Well, no, obviously there could be a lot of things that are causing her distress, but I think eliminating the apartment as one of them would at least make her feel better. I would have it inspected thoroughly by perhaps a home inspector or a mold professional to look for signs of it, because there are a lot of different places in a house where air quality can be impacted. You know, carpets can hide dust mites and allergens, and, you know, different types of molds can form under appliances. There's just a lot of places. And so if you get really suspect that there could be something of the mold nature going on there, I would have it inspected by a pro and figure out, you know, what's there.
Yeah, she talked about, like, an air purifier, but I said, if your system is dirty, I'm afraid it would fight each other.
Yeah, listen, you don't want to go that way. You don't want to add more filtration to this. I want you to inspect and determine if there's a problem that exists. Then you can talk about the best way to clean it. So, you know, keep throwing money out of this. Get the information. Figure out what's going on or maybe not going on, and then you can put your mind to rest. Yes, having a good quality filter in your HVAC system is important. There's a website, by the way, called filtereasy.com that I like, because you can sign up for a subscription service for filters. They end up being less expensive than they are in the store, and you just sign up once, and then they'll send you a new filter, like, on whatever frequency you need, probably every about 3 months, and when it shows up, you just pop it in, so it'll always be clean. You mentioned that she was always vacuuming. You know, if you don't have a HEPA vacuum, one that is a high-efficiency vacuum, you could be redistributing that dust to the air. So there's just a lot of ways that the air could become contaminated, and you really need to look at this holistically, not just at one duct at a time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, the filter what.com?
FilterEasy.com. Yeah, check it out. It's a great way to make sure your filters are always replaced when they should be.
Thank you so much.
Good luck, Jeannie. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here this busy holiday weekend at the Money Pit. Coming up, you want to let your kids help with projects around the house? Well, we've got some tips for teaching home improvement to those youngsters in this week's edition of My Last Word. So stick around.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Trevor wrote into Team Money Pit and says, mice are coming into my home via the street sewer system. I thought I had fixed the problem 8 years ago by fixing small holes in the foundation, but they are back.
Well, listen, Trevor, if you ever thought you could mouse-proof or rat-proof your house by sealing up small gaps, well, forget it, because mice only need the space as small as a nickel, and rats need a space about twice that size to find their way into your home. So things you can do, you want to avoid nesting sites like stacks of newspapers and cardboard boxes. You want to secure your storage. Don't put, like, dog food on the floor of the garage. Keep the house clean and use rodenticides. These are poisons designed to eliminate mice and rat infestations. They are highly effective if you use them properly. If you've got pets, just make sure you use them inside a lockable bait station.
All right, good luck, Trevor. Keep those little mice out of your place and send them packing.
Well, do you want to let your kids help with projects around the house? Leslie's got tips for teaching home improvement to youngsters in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie? One time I let my kids help when I was doing a painting project, and they spilled a whole gallon of paint down the stairs.
That'll teach you a lesson, mister. I mean, come on. Things do happen, and you do want to get your kids involved with stuff. You know, there's a lot of stuff going around the house, and kids do show interest, so why not encourage them to be more helpful? If you get them involved when they're young, they're definitely going to, you know, expand on these life skills, be able to take care of their own home, maybe even do the laundry by themselves. We'll see. I'm still working on that with some of them here in my house. So here's a few tips to get those little guys going. First of all, select that project together, whether it's an easy fix-it project or an improvement job, or even an opportunity to redecorate. Every DIY project is a valuable chance to learn. You can plan and shop together, talk through the project, think about what you need to buy, get them involved in the online shopping of supplies as well. This is a great way to talk about budgeting and spending and really come up with a plan and try to stick to it. You also want to let those kids help. You know, your kids' age and the complexity of that project is kind of determine which tools they can safely handle, but there's always a way to get them involved, even if it's just keeping them busy with a few simple items or just even kid-sized tools so that while you're working the complicated stuff, they can be nearby working on something less difficult. Remember, anything that you do with them is going to instill confidence and a can-do attitude, which is going to be valuable to them as they go on with their lives. I think my dad is completely responsible for me doing what I do because we couldn't rearrange our rooms without drawing an accurate floor plan. I mean, graph paper was a necessity in our house. So if you wanted to move something around, you had to draw a plan to scale. And that's pretty much what I do every day of my life. So thanks, Pop.
It's amazing. I mean, my parents are responsible for what I do because to get me out of their hair, they used to give me a can of nails and a block of wood and a hammer and let me bang, bang, bang. Somehow I didn't damage my fingers in the process, so I guess they thought that was natural and ended up going into construction. But listen, you know, it's really important to get the kids going early, especially today because there's no education, there's no shop classes, and we're all moving into houses that were built the same for the last couple hundred years. So give them a start. Give them a start in the trades just by letting them know, letting them see how you work with paintbrushes and tools and things of that nature. It really is going to make a difference in their lives. It has for us. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you so much for being a part of our program, for being a part of our year. We wish you the best for the days, the weeks, and the months ahead. Coming up next time on the Money Pit, which I think is going to be in 2025. If you hate setting foot on cold floors first thing in the morning, we're going to talk about radiant heat because that could be a great solution. We'll highlight two systems that can work for both new and existing homes on the very next edition of The Money Pit. Happy holidays, everybody. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more.
We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm on tape. Law enforcement officials say the man who rammed a truck into a New Year's crowd has suspected bomb-making materials at his home and reserved the rental vehicle used in the attack weeks earlier. Officials say Shazmuddin Jabbar purchased a cooler and gun oil before the attack. It killed 14 people and injured dozens more. Authorities still investigating his motives and how he carried out the attack. He was killed by police. Doctors say alcohol is a leading cause of cancer, a risk that should be clearly labeled on drinks. Keith Peters has more on the story.
That's the word from U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy. Murthy's advisory comes as research and evidence mounts about the bad effects that alcohol has on human health. About 20,000 people die every year from those alcohol-related cancer cases, according to his advisory. Bottles of beer, wine, and liquor already carry warning labels about the risk of birth defects when a pregnant woman consumes alcohol. But Murthy's proposed label would go even further, raising awareness about the risk for cancer, too. Keith Peters reporting.
Also at townhall.com, new Senate Majority Leader John Thune is kicking off the new session of Congress with a promise to preserve the filibuster, saying in his first floor speech as leader that his priority will be to ensure the Senate stays the Senate. More details from Bernie Bennett.
Thune and Senate Republicans took power on Friday, a little more than 2 weeks before President-elect Donald Trump will be inaugurated, cementing a firm GOP hold on Washington. And Thune will have to navigate his new responsibilities along with the new president, who has made clear that he expects allegiance from Congress and has previously called for eliminating the filibuster. While Republicans aren't ready to eliminate the filibuster, they are preparing to try and quickly pass much of Trump's agenda through budget reconciliation, a legislative mechanism that circumvents it. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
You'll find more news, analysis, more stories, and headlines at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
The new administration
heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
International airline investigators are meeting in Brazil to evaluate causes of the deadly Christmas Day plane crash. We hear more on the developing story from correspondent Charles Della Desma, reporting from London.
Brazil's Air Force says that several of its investigators are working with colleagues from three other nations to analyze data from the Azerbaijani airliner that crashed in Kazakhstan on December 25, killing 38 people. Azerbaijan claims that the Embraer 190 jet made in Brazil was unintentionally shot down by Russia. Brazil's Air Force says in a statement that nine foreign investigators have gathered with its own experts at its Center for the Probe and the Prevention of Air Accidents in the capital, Brasilia, to work on data extracted from the airline's black box and other tools. I'm Charles Villanesma.
You'll find more on this story, plus headlines, other news, more analysis when you log on to townhall.com.
A deadly attack in New Orleans will have no impact on scheduling for the college football playoff semifinals. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh has more.
The college football playoff won't swap kickoff dates and times for the Cotton Bowl and Orange Bowl to give Notre Dame more time between games. Southeastern Conference Commissioner Greg Sankey had asked the CFP if it would be possible to switch up the schedule because Notre Dame will have a shorter turnaround than Penn State heading into next Thursday's Orange Bowl. The Fighting Irish's quarterfinal game in New Orleans was postponed by one day because of a deadly terror attack. CFP Executive Director Rich Clark told ESPN that they won't flip the games. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
The National Weather Service says a major winter storm is forecast to produce heavy snow and significant ice starting in the central part of the country and moving east. Blizzard conditions likely in Kansas and Missouri before heading eastward. Hazardous travel conditions through the weekend in a number of states. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
People struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand. And many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-353-0974. That's 800-353-0974. 800-353-0974.
Every child deserves the best teachers, facilities, and academic programs to set them up for success both now and in the future. At Milton Hershey School in Hershey, Pennsylvania, we make that a reality for children from qualifying families who are looking for greater opportunities. Milton Hershey School enrolls students from pre-K through 12th grade from across the United States to live and learn on a beautiful state-of-the-art campus with all costs covered. Students who are accepted to Milton Hershey School have access to a top-tier education along with health care, meals, housing, and fully funded career pathways to pursue whatever they're passionate about, from performing arts to internships to coding. Students can even accrue up to $95,000 to continue their education after high school thanks to the generosity of chocolatier Milton Hershey and his wife, Catherine. Are you looking to set your child up for success or know a child who could benefit from Milton Hershey School? Learn more at mhskids.org/admissions.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello,
I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99. And you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. Being from Oklahoma, I know a thing or two about natural disasters. Tornadoes are common where I'm from and have affected my life and the lives of people I care about. No matter where you live, be aware of the dangers in your area and have a plan. You can create an emergency kit, come up with an evacuation plan, and know where to seek shelter. You never know when a disaster may hit. These simple steps can help save a life. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
What if I said you could have your home continuously cleaned, even when you're not there? Well, that's exactly what happens with iRobot's Roomba Combo J9 Plus Robot Vacuum. Warren Fernandez from iRobot has the details.
It can be both a vacuum and a mop. It is capable of doing both at the same time, and it's capable of cleaning your entire home. I would say the most central thing to its design is what we call an auto-retract mopping system. When the robot is running around, let's say in vacuum-only mode, it's actually got a mop pad that is sitting securely on top of the robot. And the reason that's important is it's keeping this mop away from your carpets and rugs. But the moment it detects a carpet or a rug, this mopping pad is capable of deploying or coming back up on top of the robot.
Find out more at iRobots.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
A new year is upon us, and a political storm approaches. What does Donald Trump have in store for the United States in 2025? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The Money Pit is presented by Super Flapper by Fluidmaster. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is The Money Pit, home improvement show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And this is episode 2479, perhaps our last episode of the calendar year. We are so thrilled to have spent 2024 with you guys and ready to take on 2025 in a big way. So if you've got projects you're planning for the new year, now's a great time to reach out to us. Let's talk about it. Let's help set some goals. Let's solve some issues, some questions, some DIY dilemmas to get you moving on the project that's going to help you create your best home ever. So let's get to it. First up, when you are stuck inside all winter, getting fresh air is very important, perhaps more important than ever with all those windows closed. But you don't have to open the windows and let that cold air in to get it. We're going to share ways to make sure that inside air in your home is as clean as possible.
And also ahead, are you tired of feeling, well, tired? You know, for a lot of people, the shorter, darker, colder days can bring on a case of seasonal affect disorder, and that can definitely impact your mood and your focus and your energy. We've got easy DIY pick-me-ups that will help your spirit.
And we've got three handy hacks to help you deal with snow and ice this winter, including our recipe for a homemade de-icer you can mix up whenever it's needed.
But first, what's on your to-do list? Are you thinking about a project that you want to get done in the new year? Well, whether you are dealing with a repair or you're dreaming about a renovation, consider us your coach, your helper, or your home improvement therapist for all of those things, remodeling, decor, and fix-up.
So call us right now with your questions. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or better yet, just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. You can record your question to us for the fastest possible response. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Jennifer in Missouri, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I have a rental house that is a basement home, and it has a concrete patio that is rather large, probably around 12 feet long by 8 foot wide. The house has been built several years ago, and over the course of time, the concrete patio has gotten pitted. It looks like from the use of rock salt to melt the ice and snow off of it. And I didn't know, just because of the size of the patio, I'm guessing it's going to be pretty costly to replace it. I didn't know if I had any other options.
Yeah, you do. And this is a perfect scenario for this. Quikrete makes a product called Concrete Resurfacer, and it's specifically designed for scenarios like this. You can apply this resurfacer to the entire slab, and it's designed to stick to it and fill in those pock marks and those little gaps, and it will give it a whole new look. It'll look like a brand new slab, but it will resurface it completely.
Wow, that's great. What is it called?
It's made by Quikrete, and it's called a concrete resurfacer. It's basically a blend of Portland cement and sand and polymers, and the polymers and the other additives basically set it up so it can stick to the original concrete. There is a preparation. You have to pressure wash it first to get it nice and clean. But once you apply this, you can basically squeegee it or trowel it on, and you can use a brush finish so it gets that nice sort of slip-resistant finish when you're all done.
That's great news. I didn't realize there was anything like that. So thank you.
Specifically designed for this project. All right, well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Jesse in Michigan, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
So I have a question about the laundry pump setup that's in my basement right now. The current setup has our washing machine draining into a laundry tub, and the laundry tub drains into a sump pump that sits inside a bucket that sits just on top of the basement floor. And the sump pump pumps it up into the main drain line that extends out of the house. I've got my eyes on a new gray water pump that I'd like to replace the sump pump with. And the gray water pump has a vent location that says it has to be connected to a vent system for the pump to operate correctly. And so I'm wondering if that vent system, like, do I have to somehow connect that to the main vent stack in the house, or can I just hook up some sort of new vent system in the basement? I'm a little unclear on what to do with that aspect of it.
Okay, so first of all, the entire assembly that you just described to us is not done correctly. You know, you're not supposed to be draining laundries into sumps in any way, shape, or form. Your idea of putting in a gray water pump, however, is the right way to go. And then, of course, you would discharge the washing machine into that gray water pump. It would be float actuated, and it would lift the water up high enough to drop it into the main waste system for the house. And yes, it is supposed to be vented as well. And the vent would, in most cases, connect with the stack vent for the house, although there is a type of ball vent that could be used and not connect, where it would just let air in but not gases out. So there are two ways to do that.
Okay. The main vent stack in the house, it seems to be pretty much inaccessible. There is no opening that I seem to be able to tap into it. So can you tell me again what the other type of valve was that I can look for?
It's technically known as an air admittance valve, and basically it lets air in, but it doesn't, like, let gases out.
Okay. And so I can simply just have that exist in the basement space and not allow the pump to function properly?
Exactly.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Joan in Missouri, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you?
I have a small 8x10 outbuilding, and I'd like to use it for a craft shop, a craft studio, but I need to heat it to make sure the paint doesn't freeze in the winter. Also, I need it to, you know, be a functional temperature. So I'm not really sure how to go about that.
Okay, so first of all, can you get gas lines to this particular building so that you can use a gas heater?
That would be doable.
That would be doable. I mean, the other option is propane.
Propane, yeah. We're not allowed to have propane where I live in town.
Okay. So, I mean, if you can get natural gas lines run to that particular building, then what I would use is a gas furnace, and I would heat it the same way I would heat a house. Now, is it one open space?
Yeah, it's just a little tiny little building.
So if it's one open space, you can probably put a small wall heater, gas-fired wall heater in there, and insulate it as best you can, and I think that will be enough to keep it warm.
Okay. Well, I'll give it a shot. Thanks a lot.
This is the Money Pit. Happy almost New Year, everybody. You got some big plans for the weekend? What are you doing for the New Year? You have anything fun and exciting happening? Well, whatever it is, we wish you all the best in this wonderful time of year. Coming up, does that stuffy, stale indoor air have you wondering how healthy every breath is? Well, we are going to share the best way that you can filter out those household contaminants like dust, allergens, and bacteria after this.
Is your roof ready for the harsh winter weather? Now is the perfect time to contact RoofMax for a free, no-obligation assessment and estimate. RoofMax, the nation's trusted leader in roof rejuvenation, offers a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. Their locally owned and operated installers provide expert, no-cost evaluations of your roof's condition. Plus, right now, RoofMax is offering a free tune-up before treatment. They'll fix nail pops, secure loose flashing, seal cracks, and repair exposed nails, a value of $859, completely free. You know, I recently had a RoofMax treatment done on my mom's house, and I saw firsthand how well it worked. In a single application, RoofMax added 5 years of life to mom's roof. RoofMax also partners with the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption to help children in foster care find forever homes. So when you restore your roof with RoofMax, you're also supporting a child in need. To find a RoofMax installer near you, visit RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, MAXX.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. Transforming your kitchen or bath just got easier with the new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit from Deich Coatings. Luxrock Ultra is real stone. It rolls on easily over old countertops, transforming them into a new smooth-as-glass stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. Beautiful and durable, quick and easy. Kits start at just $149. Luxrock Ultra from Deich Coatings. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check.
Our top pick to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers 3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and to track a wide variety of birds, and a large capacity, plus durable, wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use.
Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 bird feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from FluidMaster. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today. FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? Are you wrapping up a weekend project, or maybe you're looking ahead to the next one? Well, every Monday and Thursday, you're going to find great DIY advice and info on our podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you enjoy your pods. Francis in Michigan's on the line with a wood-burning stove question. What are you working on?
Oh, I was just contemplating installing a wood burner in a three-season room with a couple of sliding glass doors, and it would go in the corner, so one of the walls has a couple windows, you know, part way up that are like awning windows. And then on the other wall, there'd be the stationary part of the sliding glass door, you know, in the corner. And I was thinking about maybe installing a wood burner in that corner. And I wondered if there's any restrictions as far as how far away from the glass you would have to put the stove.
Yeah, there's definite restrictions. Now, would that window be behind the stove or just kind of off the side of the stove?
Well, the stove would be in the corner sort of diagonally. The stove is actually not a very large wood burner. It's a Vermont casting one that I saw that, you know, it's longer than it is wide, and it would sit in the corner, so the long part would come out into the room, and then it would be diagonally against the corners.
Okay, so rule of thumb that you need 3 foot of clearance between any part of that stove and the wall on both sides. You can build in a heat shield, which is sort of a shield that stands away from the wall, and it creates sort of a convective loop where air moves behind it and keeps the wall cooler. Now, what I don't know is how this is going to impact your windows and your slider, because I really don't know exactly what the shape of the room is from your description. The other concern is I don't know if the slider has a vinyl frame. If it does, vinyl melts very readily when exposed to radiant heat, so you could melt some of the door of the frame. So I think you need to be really careful about the position of the stove. You need to follow the NFPA, the National Fire Protection Association, guidelines. So I would definitely get some advice from a professional on this that can actually see your physical setup and tell you how to accomplish this, because the rule of thumb is 3 feet. If you can keep 3 feet of space between the back of that stove and your slider or your window, I think you'll probably be okay, but I suspect that's going to really push it out in the room. Maybe you don't want to do that. So I think we have to figure out how we're going to meet the safety standards here without impacting the combustible parts of your house or the windows or the slider.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to just ask that question to you before I got too excited about doing the project, you know. And
you may be able to do it fine, but that's the issue. You start with 3 feet, and then you kind of work back from there depending on what kind of fire protection you can kind of build into it, Francis.
Consider the glass as the same as you would a regular wall.
Absolutely.
You know, and especially because of the vinyl frame around the window. I think ours is actually vinyl. So
yeah, you know, one burning pattern I always used to see in the years I was a home inspector was vinyl siding that was burned or melted because the gas grill was too close to it, or the charcoal grill was too close to it, and that radiant heat just reached across, you know, in some cases 5, 6, 7 feet and burned the siding, and you could see it all shrunk and melted. It has sort of a halo effect. So vinyl will melt pretty readily, and you definitely need to have the proper spacing there to make this work. Francis, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, the EPA has named indoor air pollution as one of the top 5 environmental risks to public health, and tells us that indoor air can be up to 100 times more polluted than the air outside. But if you are thinking they can't be talking about my house, well, they can, especially if you don't have the right kind of air filter. So here are some options that you could be considering.
Now, to start, understand there are 4 types of air filters. There are flat filters. They're very basic. They're made from fiberglass. They typically need changing on a monthly basis. And while these capture dust, they really don't capture the kinds of contaminants that can make you miserable, like, say, allergens. Next, we have extended media filters, which uses a particle filter and a small electrostatic charge that cleans the air and does a much better job than the plain flat filters. Then there's full-on electronic filters. These units use a very high electrical charge to capture particles like a magnet. They're extremely effective on tiny particles and perform about 30 times better than flat filters. Finally, let's talk about UV filters, ultraviolet filters. These are extremely effective at capturing particles, bacteria, and viruses, which is why these are the types of filters that most hospitals use to prevent disease.
Now, when it comes to installation, that's a job that really is best left to a pro because they do need to be built into the existing HVAC system on that return side of the system. This way, the air is continually cleaned as it passes through the filter, and of course, everything's going to operate much more efficiently.
So definitely worth looking into having the best possible filters on your house as we move into winter. It's going to make breathing so much easier to not be dealing with all that dust and those allergens as we're stuck inside.
Marilyn in South Dakota is on the line with a cabinet question. How can we help you today?
A galley kitchen is very small. We just live in a small ranch, but we put in quarter-sawn custom-built cabinets with the crown molding to the ceiling, the French cabinets up to the ceiling and or European style. And so we're going to be putting the house on the market. And my husband and I are having a little debate because I want to take them out and bring them with. They're quarter sawn solid oak. And, you know, we put them in years ago where if we had to repeat this again now, it would be like three times the cost. And so I want to take them out. And I'm designing a new home. So, you know, I have the galley design sort of drawn in. And so we could put them basically in the same configuration with just a little bit more room on both ends for other living space. So I just wanted to...
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron, 60th anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape, handcrafted by one master roller, using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved three offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Redding's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Invest in your future with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready or transfer eligible in programs like nursing, forestry, teaching, accounting, physical therapy assistant, computer information systems, and many others. Classes are free for full-time students with flexible hours and compressed 8-week options. Perfect for working adults. Ask about the many financial aid options available to help you turn your calling into a career. Spring semester begins January 13th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Well, I don't have to have my grandson crawl through the duct.
Crawl through the ducts?
He would like to.
No.
He probably would never come out.
I'm sure he would, but I wouldn't recommend
no.
it.
All right, well, you've been most helpful. I appreciate it. And I got a lot of little things to do in this house, but that was one of them I wanted to get knocked off. And I was hearing you a couple days ago when I was driving across country in a truck. I was hauling my stuff. And so I thought to call.
All right. And you thought, well, if you've got some questions on the new house, you knew who to call. And, Carl, I'm so glad you did. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
This is the Money Pit. Up next, are you feeling the winter blues? When we come back, we're going to have a few small improvements to help lift your spirits, so stick around.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. That's 800-607-6864.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. Each day, an estimated 22 veterans take their own life. But an area group is doing its part to try and reduce that figure in the Joplin, Missouri area. If it's the 22nd day of the month, you'll find Steve Pendergraph working the phones trying to save lives. John, how are you? This is Steve from the Post. We're just calling to check on you, see how you're doing this month. Steve is the Senior Vice Commander at VFW Post 5293. If there's anything we can do for you, we want to be sure that you know if you need anything, we're here for you, said Pendergraph. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
IBM will become the official global partner of UFC, the world's premier mixed martial arts organization. Together, IBM and UFC are pioneering a product to revolutionize analytics and information in live sports. This includes unique insights and advanced analysis of live bouts, fighter tendencies, projections of possible outcomes, and method of victory, all of which will be engineered to update in real-time on-screen data. This partnership marks a pivotal win, not only for UFC and IBM, but also for fans around the world who will experience the sport in a whole new way. Sponsored by IBM.
Title IX was a game changer for girls and women in the United States. This law opened up opportunities for us to compete in sports, earn scholarships, and excel in academics. It has been the key to unlocking a lifetime of experiences and achievements. My generation will be robbed of this right. On August 1st, President Biden's changes to Title IX will go into effect, and it will be death by a thousand cuts. Adding gender identity to the law's protections will give boys and men the right to compete in our sports, access our locker rooms,
and steal our scholarships. This is unfair. We are being erased. Our safety, dignity, and opportunities will disappear, and in a few years, we'll wonder how this happened. Here and now, we must stand up for the truth and for our existence. My future depends on it. Visit RileyGainsCenter.org to learn more. On August 1st, President Biden's changes to Title IX will go into effect. Visit RileyGainsCenter.org to learn more. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Hello there, this is Nat King Cole, wishing you all a happy and a Merry Christmas.
The joy of living is in the giving. So let's give lots of toys for tots.
Since 1947, the United States Marine Corps has been helping Santa fill his sleigh, making happier holidays for deserving children right in your community. Go to toysfortots.org and learn how you can make a difference.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Happy holidays, everybody. Hope that you are enjoying this very special time of the year. And as you think about the year ahead, if you've got a project you'd like to get done, now is a great time to reach out to us with those questions. Just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button.
Laura in Connecticut's on the line with an insulation question. How can we help you today?
I'm calling for my son. He purchased a home. Okay, he has two kitchens. Okay, that he wants to insulate. They're outside, you know, outside wall kitchens. The house is over 100 years old. It's perched high. It's a coastal home, right? The washer and dryer are on the first floor, and it shimmies a little bit. The walls, we took down a couple of the walls. We noticed they're similar to cabin walls. They are horizontal planks. They're spaced, okay? And they do have a couple of nail holes due to poor insulation. No, I'm sorry, poor vinyl siding. Okay, during the winter, we also noticed that the heat is very challenged. You can actually see your breath. How do we insulate these walls?
So you have a really old house, 100 years plus, and you've got some very cold walls that are cold rooms that are so cold you can see your breath. So there's a couple of things. We have to start at the beginning with this. Is this a one-story house or a two?
It's a two-story house. In fact, both kitchens are on the same side of the house and one above the other. And the kitchen on the first floor, not only does it have the washer and dryer and shimmies the floor somewhat, but it has a dirt basement.
So the kitchens are on top, stacked on top of each other. First of all, we need to, when you're trying to evaluate how much insulation a house has and trying to make it as warm as possible, the easiest and the most important place to start is the attic. And you're in Connecticut, so you need 15 to 20 inches of fiberglass insulation across the floor of that attic. And if you don't have that much, then you're wasting a lot of heat. So you've got to really insulate the attic. Now, if you've got some insulation, that's great. You could add more to that on top of it. You want to use unfaced fiberglass bats and then stack them side by side.
Okay.
Now, the other thing to look at is the type of heating system you have in this house. Is it forced air or is it hot water?
Oh, it's electric.
Oh, it's electric. Yeah, no, even more reason to make sure that place is well insulated. Did he get a home inspection done when he bought the house?
He said he did. I wasn't here. I'm here now freezing. That's why I called. You know, I wasn't in his state. I happened to come in to help him out with whatever and to find out it's really poorly insulated.
All right, look. You had a lot going on with this house.
I can only sort of poke around on this from, you know, from a distance, but I would say that if you don't have, if you have a cold, uncomfortable house, you have insufficient insulation and probably insufficient heat. Now, the insulation is the easiest, quickest, fastest thing you can fix, and you can start in the attic. You know, insulating exterior walls is rather difficult because they're already built, although there are ways to do that. But since this is a new house for you guys, and since you say your son had a home inspection, the next call I would make would be to my home inspector, and I would ask him to revisit the house with you guys together because you're having some pretty serious problems with it, and you're hoping that maybe he can give you some advice and, you know, in a nice sort of way, why didn't this come up on the inspection as well? So I would do those two things because you need more information to determine what's going on with this, but I can tell you for certain you don't have enough insulation. Laura, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, for many people, the shorter and colder days bring on a case of the blues. That's called seasonal affect disorder, and it can definitely impact your mood and your focus and your energy. If that sounds familiar, here's one reason to smile. Many folks find that a few easy changes to your living space can spruce up your home and your spirits.
So first, let's talk about your lighting. One reason that sad impacts your mood is because of your body's response to a lack of lighting. So for ways to improve the lighting in your home, update the light bulbs and remove or reduce window treatments to allow as much sunshine as possible to get in. You can even pick up a UV light that simulates natural sunlight. That can be really helpful in brightening your mood.
Now, you also might want to consider planting an indoor garden. Colorful flowers or herbs, they really can go a long way towards improving your physical and mental health. You just want to make sure that you choose a location that gets plenty of sunlight, since most veggies need as much as 6 hours of direct sunlight each day to grow and thrive.
And a pick-me-up for your front door or your entranceway can definitely raise your spirits before you even step inside. So we're talking about polishing the hardware or swapping out a new doormat. Small changes that go a long way. New paint, or maybe even a new door altogether, can bring even more freshness to your space.
And finally, don't forget to please the most powerful of your senses, your sense of smell. Citrus scents are known to energize and rejuvenate, and jasmine and grapefruit can ease depression and sadness. You want to use oils, incense, or candles to add those beautiful fragrances to your living space.
For more great ideas to spruce up your home for winter, check out MoneyPit.com.
Chris in Pennsylvania, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
Well, I'm calling about a leak in a copper pipe that is coming from the boiler in the basement up and running along the ceiling of the living room wall and into the radiator, which sits in the bathroom. And right in the ceiling in the living room, it's dripping about one drop per minute, and we're emptying the bowl. And I had a fellow look at it. He said that there is a leak where the two pipes are connected, and it's called a 90.
Right. That's a 90-degree bend, okay.
Yes, which is something I did not understand. And then he said he would be back to repair it and hasn't come back yet. The boiler is also working, but, you know, we have to kind of watch the water and the pressure in it.
Do you have a hot water system or a steam system?
It's a hot water boiler.
So it probably has an automatic feed valve that puts more water in if it starts to get low. Do you know if that's the case?
No, I think we turn the valve in the basement, and it adds water.
Well, you certainly have to have it fixed, unfortunately. To do that, they're going to have to drain the boiler off to below where that leaking joint is, and then the plumber can go in and repair it and then refill the boiler. So you're definitely going to need to have your plumber or your heating contractor come back and take care of that. If this guy is ignoring you now, you're going to have to call somebody else. Maybe you got busy.
All right, yes. Well, thank you very much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, have you ever noticed that when a storm hits, the store shelves are already bare of those essentials like de-icers and shovels? We're going to share three handy hacks to get you through this winter. Coming up. We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with a new super flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy, running toilet today.
Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
Transforming your kitchen or bath just got easier with the new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit from Deich Coatings. Luxrock Ultra is real stone. It rolls on easily over old countertops, transforming them into a new smooth-as-glass stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. Beautiful and durable, quick and easy. Kits start at just $149. Luxrock Ultra from Deich Coatings. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-586-9606. 800-586-9606. 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Red Ink Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season. Open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights. Don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Red Ink Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday Thursday right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Happy New Year, Redding, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Sources of mold. The problem is that landlords aren't motivated to find mold because that means they got to fix it up, but a good mold inspector could detect it. It's hard to figure out what's coming out of these ducts, and certainly the filter needs to be changed on a regular basis. And if you have a better quality filter, this filter comes with a wide range of qualities, but if you have a good quality filter, that's going to do a pretty good job of trapping most of this. But you shouldn't be seeing a constant source of substance coming out of those ducts unless, you know, they're dirty and need to be cleaned. So that's kind of one thing that comes to mind. You say that the house might be making her sick. Does she get better when she leaves the place, or does she just not leave it? Is she there all the time?
It seems, well, she's been in the hospital a couple times with bronchitis and other kinds of stuff that are breathing. I think I told you she has COPD.
Well, obviously there could be a lot of things that are causing her distress, but I think eliminating the apartment as one of them would at least make her feel better. I would have it inspected thoroughly by perhaps a home inspector or a mold professional to look for signs of it, because there are a lot of different places in a house where air quality can be impacted. You know, carpets can hide dust mites and allergens, and, you know, different types of molds can form under appliances. There's just a lot of places. And so if you get really suspect that there could be something of the mold nature going on there, I would have it inspected by a pro and figure out, you know, what's there.
Yeah, she talked about, like, an air purifier. But I said, if your system is dirty, I'm afraid it would fight each other.
Yeah, listen, you don't want to go that way. You don't want to add more filtration to this. I want you to inspect and determine if there's a problem that exists. Then you can talk about the best way to clean it. So don't, you know, keep throwing money out of this. Get the information. Figure out what's going on or maybe not going on, and then you can put your mind to rest. Yes, having a good quality filter in your HVAC system is important. There's a website, by the way, called filtereasy.com that I like, because you can sign up for a subscription service for filters. They end up being less expensive than they are in the store, and you just sign up once, and then they'll send you a new filter, like, on whatever frequency you need, probably every about 3 months, and when it shows up, you just pop it in, so it'll always be clean. You mentioned that she was always vacuuming. You know, if you don't have a HEPA vacuum, one that is a high-efficiency vacuum, you could be redistributing that dust to the air. So there's just a lot of ways that the air could be contaminated, and you really need to look at this holistically, not just at one duct at a time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, the filter what.com?
FilterEasy.com, FilterEasy.com. Yeah, check it out. It's a great way to make sure your filters are always replaced when they should be.
Thank you so much.
Good luck, Jeannie. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here this busy holiday weekend at the Money Pit. Coming up, you want to let your kids help with projects around the house? Well, we've got some tips for teaching home improvement to those youngsters in this week's edition of My Last Word. So stick around.
You live in a money pit.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Skyrocketing energy prices have caused people to do what? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. 34% of people have cut back or skipped spending on necessary expenses to pay their electric bill. This government involvement and increased regulation continues to drive the prices even higher. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM and 1468.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.